You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, starring Roxy Hayes and Brennan Edwards.
What up, y'all, and welcome to How to Nerd, your guide to all things nerdy. I am Roxy Hayes. This is my co-host. Say your name.
My name.
You little shit.
I'm sorry, I should have said your name.
And this is our first episode. Are you excited?
I'm really excited, but I also have no idea how you got me to do this. Because our history says that this shouldn't be happening.
But yet, here we are. So for those of you that don't know us, like I said, I'm Roxy Hayes. I'm a comedian, gamer, rapper. I'm a writer. I'm a content creator. I do a lot of shit. What you be doing?
I mean, I'll be chilling. But no, my name is Brennan Edwards, like you said. I'm a content creator. I own a production company. And I also am a professional drone pilot and a professional nerd.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Technically, I'm an influencer because of my drone work.
I did not know that.
I have a whole YouTube channel, Droner.
I should probably not feel bad. I should probably like subscribe.
I stopped making videos for like 4 years
ago.
Well,
then now I don't feel bad at all.
Are you good?
What's a professional nerd?
I get paid to be a nerd.
Oh, I'm a professional nerd.
There you go.
Hey,
anything,
let's go.
You add the professional to it, which means you get paid for it.
Yeah, I used to write for The Gamer. I was actually an editor. Shouldn't
nice.
Have been an editor.
No.
That was on them. But like I went in as an editor. I started I was on air talent for a while, and then I wanted to write, and they just let me be an editor.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't know what I was doing.
I know you didn't.
At all.
I could have tell just even from the way you're talking
oh,
about
yeah,
it.
Oh yeah, I killed it though.
Wow. I mean, since we're getting to know each other and we're getting to know what we're doing, yes. I actually just want to ask the question because I have to know. Mm-hmm. What is a nerd to you?
Ooh. I don't know. Like, I used to have a clear definition. I even had like a joke about it, like the difference between like a geek and a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like I always looked at like a geek was a person that didn't have knowledge that was useful to anybody except himself.
Okay.
And then a nerd was somebody that like was knowledgeable in things that you needed to be. Knowledgeable in like
needed to be
yeah like tech like things that would help society I'll okay. put it like that like
you think so
yeah okay. like knowing anime does not help society
no
but, like knowing tech or knowing how to like math and shit helps right that's how I used to think but I feel like nobody really uses the term geek anymore like nerd has just like encompassed geek and they're just like
encompassed
yeah
not encompassed
no,
encompassed
I said what I said
got you just want to make sure
we the correct word.
We're gonna nerd these words the way hey, they need to be nerded
one of us taught English and one of us
wasn't me. I didn't teach nothing.
I did. I was wow. an English teacher.
There's so many. You're an editor, English teachers. Like,
yeah,
okay.
I'd just be having jobs. So, yeah, I really don't know if that was the correct word or not.
But it wasn't.
It
I helped you. I said the correct
you
word.
You didn't. But... You were wrong. Oh, okay. And so, yeah, I feel like they have now merged into one term, and it's just a person that likes stuff extremely passionately.
Okay. I mean, I'm with that. I mean, for me, my definition falls along in that same lines is that somebody who, like, really goes for it. Like you like something that's like I like anime, then you really like learn that you really like anime. Mm-hmm. You know, you like, you know, drones and you're just like, no, I'm gonna go deep. I'm gonna go. I feel like there's like a level of detail orientation. I wouldn't call it obsession, but like want to immerse yourself in the world of it. Yeah, you gotta do the immerse shoulders. But that's for me is like when you really immerse yourself in it, that's like step one to like becoming a nerd is like I actually care so much about this. That I'm gonna do my own independent research. I'm gonna learn as much as I see fit. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into that space, that's when you're like, all right, cool. I'm becoming a nerd right now for this. You can be a nerd for almost anything.
Yeah, and I think that's super important too. Like, mm-hmm. I think that people when they think about like nerddom and what it is, it's like comic books and anime, but it's not like you can be a nerd for whatever like subject you right?
For sure. That's that's actually interesting. I'm with the questions today. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, like, I'm curious. Like you said, you know, I want to know when did you know
that I was a nerd?
That you were a nerd.
That's a good question. So I think I know I was a nerd since I was little. Like mm-hmm. I distinctly remember like being in kindergarten and like watching Power Rangers and like just being like super obsessed with it and like wanting to talk to everybody about it and like. People not wanting to talk to me about it or like people acting weird because right. I wanted to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, legit since I was like 3 or 4, I was a nerd.
Wow. How
about you?
It's actually kind of similar. It wasn't the same age. You know, for me, I don't think I always was just naturally a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I was more interested. Well, technically I was a nerd for basketball. I was obsessed with basketball. But so was everybody around me. So it didn't feel like a nerd thing. And also I was the jock. So mm-hmm. it was like nerds weren't considered, jocks weren't considered nerds. But then I got in a lot of trouble. Like my parents were really, really strict and my grades weren't where they needed to be. And so I got grounded for really long periods of time. And my auntie worked for DC Comics. Oh, and she would just send me like boxes of these comic books. And I got super into it. And I started like I read all of them. And then I would go to school or I'd be around my friends and I'm like, yo, did you guys know that, you know, the Flash can phase through things and actually he runs fast enough, he can travel in time, but then it becomes a flashpoint paradox. And, you know, I started talking like that and then I realized that nobody cared and that everybody around me had no idea what I was talking about. And I was just like, oh, and then they were like, yeah, you sound like a nerd. And I was just like, yeah, maybe.
I guess I'm a nerd now.
And that was like the first time I was like, oh, okay.
I used to read a lot. Well, I mean, I still read a lot. So I try to read like 100 books a year. Mm-hmm. But like Matilda was one of my favorite movies. So like I just used to go to a library and just like read random books. So like I used to read like, I never really played basketball. Not like good. I played, but I wasn't good. But I used to like study basketball. I would like study football. I would like study wrestling. I would just like study random subjects and nobody would be in there with me. I would just be in there like by myself.
You're curious.
Just read. I'm just like, this is interesting.
I think that actually speaks to something. I think that there's this base level of curiosity mm-hmm. of what makes a nerd a nerd. It's like you have to have this true hunger for knowledge. And it's just like, well, what kind of knowledge? Like what mm-hmm. taste do you have? That's for me. I think we're getting closer to it. You know what I'm saying? Closer to me, like what we can say is actually like the genesis of what a nerd is. It's just like
you got a taste for knowledge.
You have a hunger for knowledge, and then you have a taste for the specific types. So that's the type of nerd you are. Boss. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that has like a strong hunger for knowledge mm-hmm. and it goes into a specific area, you know, it's like, all right, you're a nerd for that area. I like that.
I like that too. So what areas would you say you got a taste for?
Oh man.
Or you be eating?
I mean, why everything sounds sexual with you?
I don't know.
Everything.
Hey, what you ate? How many
minutes are we in? We are not even 8 minutes into the podcast.
You already hit on me. The hunger analogy, and I was just adding on to that.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for y'all. Rox and I have a history that actually isn't a history. You can wink at all the cameras where she's like my Pepe Le Pew.
It's so funny.
That's why I said it's super surprising that I'm here, because for some reason she always trying to get at me. Oh. And it's just like, what is this? So either way,
it's funny.
Yeah, you enjoy it thoroughly, obviously.
It's one of my favorite things.
I am a nerd for animation, more specifically in anime, but I also loved animation my whole life. Mm-hmm. All kind of cartoons, video games for sure, sports, basketball and football specifically, drones, obviously. I mean, you don't even know. Like, I can't believe you didn't know.
I didn't, but you keep saying it. I'm like, oh, this is really a
thing. No, it's a thing. Whales.
Whales?
Mm-hmm. Whales and dolphins and porpoises and stuff. My original career choice is to be marine biologist. Okay. Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea how out of all the depth of all the things I'm into, pun
like
intended,
a whale, okay.
Pun intended. Whales takes it the furthest, for sure. That's the one that goes back the furthest. Also Harry Potter, big Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
I like Mystical Land, so I like read the Chronicles of Narnia. Read all the Harry Potter books at least three times. Mm-hmm. Like any of that kind of stuff. Like, you know,
fantasy.
I'm all about the fantasy stuff. And so, yeah.
Okay.
You know, like I like Star Wars, I like Star Trek, but I wouldn't call myself a nerd for either of those. Mm. All the things that I said up until the whales, I'd say that's where I'm a nerd for.
The whales.
You got to do that.
What am I? So a lot of this stuff up here, I'm definitely like a nerd for too. Uh-huh. I can look Power Rangers, like, okay, now this is how you know I'm a nerd. Specifically Mighty Morphin. Turbo was mid. After Mighty Morphin, I wasn't super into it, but Mighty Morphin, yeah. Seinfeld, I've seen every episode of Seinfeld multiple times. I like be studying the scripts.
I can see that.
Harry Potter, I'm definitely into Harry Potter. Animation, specifically, like, I love Disney. I've seen, like, every Disney movie.
Yep, me too.
I know every Disney song.
Pixar?
Yeah, Pixar. Yep. It's not the same.
Elemental?
I love Elemental.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good. Okay. Like, people were like, it's about, like, immigration. So a lot of people were like, I don't like it. It's like, oh, you're racist.
Got it.
Ghibli. Like, I love, I just saw Howl's Moving Castle because, you know, every year they have like all the movies in the theaters.
Great.
So I saw Howl's Moving Castle.
You saw it for the first time?
No. This is my first time seeing it in theaters.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, because every year I miss it. Like they do all the movies.
What's his name? The guy who created it?
Hayao Miyazaki?
Miyazaki, yeah.
I smash. I love The Office. I'm definitely an Office nerd. Greek mythology. I love Greek mythology. That's probably like one of my favorite things. Classical literature.
You just want Zeus dick.
Oh, I would. Here's the thing. Would I smash? Yes, but like it comes with so much other stuff that is really not worth it.
Was that a pun?
What? Come with. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, and that was great. Greek mythology, classical literature. So like Shakespeare, Jane Austen, Oscar Wilde. Almost everything on our water bottle. I feel like our water bottles
are going hard.
Indicative of what we like.
Mine's like straight anime and whales. Yours is everything.
Yeah, it's
also Pokemon. I was way into Pokemon. I forgot about that. Like I did all. I had all the like. I had.
You had 160. Did you keep up with it after the 150? Yes, 160.
Yeah, I did. I still like for me like my best friend back home. His name is Dan. When I still go back home, we still like go to the store. We buy the most recent packs. Like we do the same thing every time. We buy like one of those starter packs. It's like, here's your deck that's already made. And then we buy like five or six like starter decks, like starter packs with it. And then we like get all our cards together, look at all everything that we have. We trade with each other to see what we can get and what we want. And then we play each other in Pokemon. We actually just play. And it's
Nerd.
The most, it is so fun. People don't know, man. People sleep on the actual card game associated with Pokemon. That game is lit.
You know what's crazy? I used to collect Pokemon cards. I never played the game because I didn't know how. Like I just collected them, but like still I don't know how to play.
I'll teach you.
Let's go. I want to learn. I got a whole lot of Pokemon cards. I just actually went and got some more. But here's where I know I'll be messing up because I don't get the strongest Pokemon. I get the cute ones.
I mean, that doesn't work for the card game.
I know. I'm gonna lose.
You could just forget the pictures and just read the things and that's what you need
but
to do.
But I don't want no ugly Pokemon.
Most Pokemon aren't ugly though.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I guess it's subjective. So
like Abra's ugly.
Tell me why,
Mr. Mime.
Why to you is being a nerd like awesome? Like, if you were to say it is awesome, which I think it is, why would you say that it is?
I think this is gonna sound so nerdy. I feel like one of the best parts of being a nerd is you never feel alone because you can always like lose yourself in your fandom. Like I'm never bored. I'm never alone. Like I can literally like pick up a book and immerse myself in that book. Immerse myself in this world and like that's where I'm at. Like I you know, I've talked to another, I'm big in the nerd community. Like I talk to a lot of nerds and I think that's kind of like a sentiment. Like you may not have a lot of friends, but like you have the things that you love and you can always go into that.
That's interesting because my answer is the same but for a different reason. It's like, why do I think being a nerd is awesome? Is because you never feel alone. And the reason I never feel alone is because of the people who are also other nerds. To be able to have, like, you can have a conversation with another nerd you can't have with other people.
Yeah.
You know, some people just, like, gloss over, like, just their eyes just gloss over. You're like, yeah, man, you know, like, if you knew about, like, you know, the Shikai release of the sword for, you know, for Bleach, you know, like, how important his new Shikai release is now that he has two swords versus one, that's a big deal because of the repercussion. You know, like, you can get into all that kind of stuff. And if you're not somebody who watches Bleach,
yeah,
or,
like, I don't watch Bleach.
Yeah, you watch Bleach, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if I'm talking.
You look really happy.
Oh, man.
You're so happy about
it. It's a big thing. It's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, for example, like, so, like, we're going to go deep nerd just for one quick second on what I just said. This is Ichigo from Bleach. He's the main character, he's the protagonist of this show. Apparently, he's 15 years old. I think that's bullshit. But this is what's called a Zanpakuto, the sword. Mm-hmm. And this is his Bankai form. And this is like his most powerful form of how he can be as a regular Soul Reaper. And what I was just talking to is the form below this is where the sword takes a different form. It's like every sword looks the same until it goes into, like, they put their energy in it and becomes the first form and then it can go to a second form. And so this is, I can tell, is an old one version of this because a new version of this whole show just came out where this whole entire form doesn't even exist anymore. And we haven't even seen it yet. And so he has a whole different way that his swords are happening, so everything. And so for me, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could take it as far as you want to go. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, I'm excited to see what his new Bankai looks like, which is his new higher form. But we've seen a Shikai, which is no longer one sword. It's two. And so I'm just like, yo, this is old, but I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Love it.
It's a throwback. You know what I'm saying? This is his original. This is when he was like, yo, I'm powerful. Here,
I'm out here. I think it's two. It's the happiness. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't really watch. Like, I've seen Bleach, but I don't watch Bleach like that. I don't know what you're talking about. But just how happy you got. Like, I had on one. I just started, like,
that's
watching One
Piece.
Thank you. I got it. Frankensons.
Okay.
And it, you know where they got, it's in, what is City of Industry? Mm-hmm. It's a big, have you been there? The collectibles thing?
I was just saying, but okay. I don't know anything.
Okay, it's like a big collectibles, it's almost like a con floor.
Oh.
It's in City of Industry.
Okay.
And they just have all of this stuff. It's crazy. But then like next door to it, it's an anime store that's cheaper So I'm going over there, and they had all these shirts for like $20. Oh, so I got this one, and then I got a Zorro shirt. And I was at Amazon Fresh, and this dude that worked there like literally ran up to me and was like, yeah, nice. Like he just kept smiling at me when I was walking around.
Was he looking at your Zorro thing or?
My boobs.
Or your
little
boobs?
Both, little probably. This little, Zorro was stretched.
No, this is like the least boobs I've ever seen you express.
Because I was like, I'm going to try to be a little professional today. So I'm bagging it out. Because sometimes the titties be crazy.
And I know your
like,
titties be crazy. There's no way.
Yeah, this
way
the first episode I can't come out.
Okay. So next question I have.
Next happiness.
The next question that I have is, what kind of things are you currently into, nerdy? Like, what are you nerdy about right now?
Okay, so One Piece. I have not seen the live action yet. Me and my daughter are actually going to watch it this weekend. I have not seen the live action. I have been avoiding One Piece for like
I've avoided years it ever, forever.
Because people were just, it was too long.
It's too much.
It was too long.
And 1,076 episodes
currently.
That's
so much. And so this dude bought me some manga for my birthday. And I read it and I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
This is great. And I started watching it, and it's become like almost like a comfort show for me at this point. Like I watch it before I go to sleep. It is great. I love the characters. Like Zoro's probably one of my favorite.
Zoro's incredible.
And like of all, like he's one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah.
He's like top 10, definitely. Top 10, top 20.
Smash or pass?
Oh, 100% smash. He can put a sword in his mouth. That man knows what he's doing. All right? But also, he's just like funny.
I'm so happy that's where you went with that. But go on.
He put me in his mouth?
No, you said he could put a sword. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No.
I was like, what is she about to do?
His sword. But yes, I like... I'm really into One Piece. Jujutsu Kaisen. I love Jujutsu Kaisen.
So good.
I want to read the manga, but like I'm scared because... I'm scared.
Don't do it.
I don't want to ruin it. And I love the anime so much. I really want to go back and read it.
Okay.
But I love Gojo. He's one of my favorite characters. He's fine.
Are you caught up right now?
On episodes. Yeah, I just saw the last one where they sealed him.
And are you really just going to drop things with, like, you going to drop
this
that?
This isn't coming for a while.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They're good. If y'all, okay, by the time
you're supposed
it's dropped,
to say, you're supposed to say spoiler alert.
They should know that it's a spoiler
no,
alert
No, they don't
show.
Know. You can't just,
we
you
gonna
said,
put it
you,
in
all
the,
I said is, have you seen the most recent episode?
We're going to have a warning at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
That's
go, continue.
Say
just
spoiler
continue.
Alert.
You're one of them. Nice
put
to
it
know.
In post. Hey, man.
You're one
I
of the
feel
people
like you got a week
stuff.
Or two. You have a week. You have a,
oh, it hasn't even been a week.
You read the manga, though.
No, I didn't. I said you shouldn't read it.
Oh, okay. Well, have you seen, are you caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, then what you talking?
I'm talking about for the people watching.
They're
like,
gonna
if I
see this months later.
Okay, I understand. You're right.
They're gonna see it way later.
All I'm saying is I don't play around with spoilers. That's
If you got a week or two, you got a week or two. What do you feel like is the right amount before you can spoil?
I think that
I'm spoiling.
It depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like if I'm just talking to my homie,
mm-hmm.
like. I don't know what your life is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to spoil something until mm-hmm. I know that you've already seen it or haven't.
You just said you saw it, though.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, have you seen the most recent episode of Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah.
And if they're like, no, then I'm not going to say anything else.
Well,
that's
yeah.
it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
but
matter.
But I said, yeah, and you say, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. But my point being is you asked when is the appropriate time to spoil. And for me, it's all subjective. So if we're on a content generating thing
mm-hmm.
where we're making
you got
something,
a week.
Then you probably got, I say probably about a week.
But
in person, in person
you got,
you know,
a week.
So for me, that's why. But I'm saying, though, all wow, I can't. In person is not a week for me. It's in person. It's based upon
based
what
upon
you got
your
going
thing
on. Yeah, I'll ask him a question. Have you seen this yet? No. Okay, cool. Well, call me when you've seen it. You know what I'm saying? And
you
then
you got a week.
That's all you got is a week.
You got a week.
That's why we don't.
Well, I'm just not gonna talk to you about it. Yeah,
but that's my point.
What if I want to post it?
Oh my
you
god,
follow me. So I can't say nothing on the thing.
I said we're talking about in person. We just said in person, and you said you got a week, and
he's
you're like, also I'm not
gonna
say anything. I don't like you. What are you? What else are you into?
What am I into?
Yeah.
What did I just say?
You said Jujutsu Kaisen.
One Piece. Jujutsu Kaisen. Demon Slayer.
Of course.
Why? Of course. I mean, it's great.
It's incredible.
Harry Potter. I'm actually rereading Harry Potter right now.
Good. Where are you at?
I am book four.
Ooh, that's when it gets great.
Yo,
I think it's right here.
Yeah, I'm at the part right before they do the third task.
Oh, it's about to turn all the way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot how, like.
Wait, is that the one where, is this
so much
Goblet of Fire where Cedric Diggory
spoiler
dies?
Spoiler alert.
It's been out for years. This is the one where Cedric Diggory, no, that's yes, the Phoenix,
yeah.
Order of the Phoenix or the Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire, because yeah. he dies at the third task.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So he finna
in
die.
In the maze, right?
Yeah, I'm yeah, at
yeah.
that part where
yeah, he got lit up. He got lit up. He went out like a G, though.
He did.
Kinda.
Because you know when you go back and read stuff, you start picking up on stuff, and they didn't really introduce him to like the third book.
Nope.
And
He got introduced in the third. No, he got introduced in the. I think he got introduced in the second book, but he wasn't really mentioned.
When
the third book is when he.
They're like,
oh, look, he's a character now. Like, oh, I like this guy. He's great. Fourth book, dead.
You're dead. All right, cool. You're done. We're done.
Somebody
here
has to die, man.
You gotta go.
I thought more important people should have died in those books.
Like who?
Like we only lost like what, the one of the Weasley
twins? We lost Tonks, Lupin.
We lost Dumbledore.
Hedwig.
Yeah,
Dumbledore?
I mean, one of the three should have died.
Snape.
One of the three should have died.
But it was a children's book.
One of the three.
There was no way she was gonna kill off one of them three. Also, she's a piece of shit. But there was no way they were gonna kill her. Whenever I talk about Harry Potter, like I feel like J.K. Rowling
is a piece of
shit. We're not supporting her. Yeah. We support the world that was built because she's a piece of shit.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't. Who should have died? Ron should have died.
Yep. 100%.
Ron should have died. Because if you kill Hermione, that's the main chick, then you just look like an asshole. But also, like, she was just way more helpful than
Ron. It could have been like Harry died while defeating Voldemort. That could have been.
I would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with him.
But it's just like, for me, I'm like, it felt to me like at the end of the series that there wasn't any like significant death that I cared about.
You didn't care about Snape dying?
Yeah, but he wasn't at the very end, though. I'm talking about like the end of the end. And I didn't care that much about Snape.
I didn't give a shit
about Snape most of that, but like.
Oh!
Snape was like, he's a villain. He was a villain. Then he killed Dumbledore.
He did it, though. Dumbledore was finna die either way.
Still did it.
Dumbledore had to go. And let's be honest, Dumbledore's a fucking villain, if we being real. He knew the whole time that Harry's finna die. It was setting that boy up. Setting him up for death. Dumbledore's the villain. Snape was a simp.
Wow.
He was simping.
You say Snape was simping?
Simping for fucking Harry's mom.
He was, though. He was all
He did all
mom.
Of that shit for Harry's mom,
man,
who never
back
gave
so
him
many
a slice
right
of
now.
Vagina.
Never
all right.
Gave him a slice of vagina.
She was simping. So yeah, Harry Potter. I tried to rewatch Power Rangers Mighty Morphin. It's so bad, but it's like great because it's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's still one of my favorite. Ivan Ooze is one of my favorite villains of all time.
Okay.
I don't know. I just a lot of books.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, tell me about whales.
Actually, I have been like you. It sounds like that felt like a joke.
No,
whales has actually been a thing I've been reading some research on lately because. One of the things that I've always been interested with whales is that like we always are looking for intelligent life all over the universe and we have it right here, and the language of whales and dolphins we haven't been able to decode because it's so far away from ours, yet we know they're talking. It's not just songs of a whale, like we know they're communicating with each other, and we know that it's more complex. If it was just simply like food and sex, like we would know it because it'd only be like two or three things they could talk about. But we've been trying to decode whale language since like the mid-60s and still have not been able to do it. But now it's going to probably happen in the next 3 or 4 years because of AI. They're teaching, just like AI has learned how to speak to us and stuff like that, mm-hmm. They're teaching AI to learn whale language. And so like they're scared, though, because it's funny, is they're teaching AI to learn whale language, but they realize that if they don't do it carefully, the AI will only be able to speak the whale language, and that doesn't help us.
Oh, it's not going to actually translate it.
So they're listening. They're gathering a bunch of data from a bunch of different points of they're going with sperm whales. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Nasty.
I know you can't help yourself.
I didn't. I thought it. I wasn't going to say it or make a face, but I thought it.
Yeah. So they're gathering a bunch of recordings from sperm whales. Sperm. And then what they're doing is like they need a lot of data for it to be able to learn, right? Mm-hmm. But they realize if they don't give it context, if they don't give the AI context to what that data is, then the AI will be able to learn how to speak whale, but it won't be able to get it translated to us. And so what they do is they take like drones and like a bunch of video of the, like, this is the moment that we found these whales. This is what they're doing while we found them, and give the context to the conversation that they're listening to so that they'll be able to relay it back to us. So I'm just like, these scientific journals and all these things, I'm just losing my mind. Because this has been my goal forever. So I want to learn how to speak whales.
You want to learn how to speak
whale? All day. Okay. I want to learn how to speak whale.
You want to do that?
Yeah, cool. Finding Dory. It's so great. I knew somebody was going to do that dumb shit.
You have to. I have a question. Because I was watching this documentary. It was this lady.
I don't like wherever this is going.
It was the lady that would like jack off the dolphin to make, you know what I'm talking about.
The one lady would have sex with
the
dolphin?
She would like, yeah, she would like jerk him off and like make him fall in love with her type shit. And then he died of a heartache.
Yeah.
Do you remember what was the purpose of that? Like, I remember watching the documentary thing. But
I never
I don't
saw
remember
that documentary. I've
that.
Heard about, there's a lot of different instances of like dolphins being horny as shit.
And, they be,
and also
they be
dolphins having
assaulting.
Relationships with humans and stuff. But no, I don't know that about that particular documentary. Cause I mean, that's the side of whale shit I don't really care about, like mad human intervention. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm like, that's why SeaWorld ain't shit. You know, like.
Have you seen that one?
Blackfish?
Yeah.
That shit broke me.
It was so sad. Telecom?
Yeah.
That shit
broke me.
I like the part when he slid across and was finna bite that lady. That's my favorite
part. Yeah, you cheering for the whales.
You're like,
in the
bite her ass. Yeah.
That's terrible on both sides. But the other things I'm into, same thing as you, Jujutsu Kaisen, One Piece. I have never watched One Piece, the anime.
Okay.
But I am watching the live action. I'm almost done with it right now. It's incredible. There's never been a good live action anime anything ever.
That's what I
ever.
Keep
No, it's
hearing.
Good. It is good. It is like objectively good. You don't have to like anime. You don't have to whatever. Like One Piece, the on Netflix, is a objectively standalone good show, even if you've never even heard of anime.
And I heard it's not my daughter finally told me about it. She was like, yeah, it ends here. I was like, oh, I'm already past there, so I'm just gonna watch it.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's 8 episodes, and they apparently fit like 3 arcs into 3 8 episodes. But it's incredible. So I'm into that right now. Gangs of London, I'm really into. I just finished season 2.
Who's in that?
I don't know any of the names of actors. But it's for me, the reason I love Gangs of London is because there's a guy who I nerd out after, whose name I should know better than I do, but I don't. But if you've seen the movies The Raid or The Raid Redemption, have you seen those movies?
Mm-mm.
You're going to love these movies. I consider The Raid and The Raid Redemption the greatest action movies of all time.
What?
The action choreography in those movies is unparalleled in anything. And you can name movies that you're like, this has the best action ever. I'm like, can't touch it. You're like, John Wick 3, John Wick 4. I'm like, nope.
John Wick is pretty fire.
Yeah, John Wick 3 is when they took the choreographer from The Raid and brought
really?
Him to John Wick. Yeah, that's when, remember how it went from here to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because of this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, he worked on the most recent Star Wars movies. Like, he made his
Which was dope.
He made his own movie called The Raid Redemption. Like, I think he almost self-funded it. He directed it, he wrote it, and he did all the fight choreography for it. Did it in Indonesia. And that movie is insane. Like, I can give you, I'm going to just give you the you know, spark notes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this is how simple the plot is.
Mm-hmm.
Police in a van, one main character of the police, pulls up to a building of bad guys, starts on the lowest level, trying to work to the top.
Oh, and just be beating ass all the way to the top?
It starts with guns.
I love movies like that.
It starts with guns, then it's knives, then it's hands. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's dope.
It's incredible. Like, just.
Your favorite? Like,
action movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that and the second one. So the Raid Redemption is the first one, and then there's Raid 2. And they are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it's like, you can just tell there's a different budget and there's a different type of movie. But the action in both of the movies is unparalleled.
Man, I don't watch your action
movies. I'm telling you like this, you can't watch The Raid Redemption without a visceral reaction. You can't.
Like
yeah, you can be like, oh shit.
Okay.
Like,
is it scary?
Not at all. Okay. Zero scariness.
Like, is it a lot of gore?
There's some gore for sure.
What level of gore?
Depends on what, I mean, it's hard to say. So it's
is
not
it
like it's like
Saw?
It's not like Saw. Okay. No, I'm saying like, because Saw is like, all right, intestines coming out.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Okay.
But it is like, you know, the way that person died was horrific kind of stuff.
Oh,
like, that was crazy.
I could deal with
you
that.
You know, there's blood and stuff, but it's not like unnecessarily amount of blood.
Okay.
You know?
I could take that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so,
scary.
But yeah, so the Gangs of London, the guy who made those two movies,
made this one,
did the fourth choreography. And I think he might have directed this, Gangs of London.
What's it on?
It is on HBO Max.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. If you watch the first episode of Gangs of London and you don't like it, then you ain't gonna like the rest of it. But I promise you,
I'm gonna watch it tonight. And if I don't like it,
you let me know. Hit me up.
I'll hit you. All right.
Terrified.
You know what my idea? I figure out what my favorite action movie is. Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle's good.
I think that's like I think that might be like one of my favorite movies. Period.
That's what's up.
But like the fighting, the choreography is great.
Have you seen Ang Bak?
No. Is it by the same dude?
No. Or Ip Man?
I have seen that one.
So you remember the bag? Remember the bag? All right. So moving on.
It was good.
I can't with you right now.
I was at somebody's house.
You just hurt my soul.
I'm so sorry. I watched
it. Man is incredible.
I was great. I was high and I was at somebody's house.
See, this is the part where you just don't even mention it though. Like,
you know,
you don't disrespect a great movie like that.
Well,
saying I fell asleep
on it. I was getting sex. So it was easy.
But the crazy part is I didn't ask any of that. You could have
just
been like,
telling you.
You could have just been like, I wasn't able to finish it.
No,
you didn't have to say I fell asleep.
You were mad that I fell asleep, and so I wanted to tell you why. Because he's a nerd for Ip Man, so I just wanted to make sure that you understood it wasn't because I thought the movie was bad.
So moving on.
Penis was available. I'm a nerd for penis. Continue. What's your question? So now it's time for show and tell.
Yay!
I was so excited about that. Would you like to go first?
No.
Okay. So I didn't know. So I brought something in my car. I will say the thing about being a nerd, right, is you always got nerd shit readily available.
I'm mad that's the truth because I definitely had this available. This right here. Oh God, here we go. She's pulling. She like it's
Boom.
Just like
okay.
She's so ready to do something.
I got a lot of
not ready.
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, so first.
Oh my God.
Is my purse.
You literally put out a whole bag.
Yeah, because this is my purse. Ooh. So yeah, I collect like Loungefly purses. I love Loungefly purses. So anytime you see like the.
You say Loungefly?
Loungefly. So it's like the nerdy. They make all the nerdy bags.
Oh, that's the brand. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was like a type of purse.
So this one's Totoro. It's My Neighbor Totoro, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. But then I was looking, I was like, I have so much stuff in here that just like shows you what I like. So like, I got a Disney wallet. I got it from Ross, baby, $8. And then I got, this is my makeup bag, but all my makeup fell out. Aladdin, which is one of my favorite movies. And then my phone case is Powerpuff Girls, which is one of my favorite cartoons of all time. I'm definitely Bubbles, but I'll slide you like I'm Buttercup. And then my keys, I saw that face.
I'm sorry.
Keys are Sailor Moon, but then also on here.
which Sailor Moon character are you?
I think I've done the test.
No, which one are you though?
Which one is my, that's me? Cosmos.
Okay.
I think I'm Cosmos.
I don't know enough about the Sailor universe.
I love Sailor Moon. I didn't back in the day because I was like, I don't want to be a girly girl. But now I'm like, I'm in my soft bitch era. And then it's different anime on here that I like. Inuyasha, Wood Smash, Chopper.
I hate Inuyasha. We talked about this before.
Okay, here's the thing. Inuyasha, is it great?
No.
Is the story great? No.
No.
Is he fine? Yes. Would I smash him and his brother? All the way. So he's one of my favorite characters because Wood. Wood.
Wow. All right. Is it my turn now?
No.
Okay, please continue.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you heard me. All right, so I have a Flash comic. Okay. I like how you had a whole purse of stuff. I have a Flash comic. This book is, this particular one was actually a gift from a homie. Because they knew that Flash is one of my favorite superheroes.
Really?
I've always loved the Flash. So, like, remember I told you I had those boxes from my auntie of comics? The ones that always stuck with me the best are the Flash. Because just the idea of the Speed Force and what the Flash can do was always just so interesting to me because it went into like particle physics and as well as just like this power that really can't be measured, you know? So it's like an argument that I would get into all the time with people would be like, you know, who would win a fight, the Flash or the Hulk?
Flash.
Why? Hilarious. well, the argument they make back is the Flash can't hurt the Hulk. I'm like, if the Flash ran at the light speed and then punched the Hulk would disintegrate. Yeah. You know, or if he doesn't, if his molecules stay together.
Any Hulk?
Pretty much. But anything that the Flash hits like that is like, you're going to either, if you can keep your particles together, you're going to go into space.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to fly off into space or you're going to just disappear. You know what I'm saying? So either way, I win. You know what I'm saying? Like, either way, I win unless you can dodge it. You know, unless you know it's coming, it's going to happen. But who can move faster than light? Besides the Flash. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I love him. I love the idea of how far they took his power. It's like, not only can he like move, like run fast, he can move every part of his body fast. He can create wind storms. He can phase through matter. And then just he has the funniest antagonist in life. You know, you seen the Yellow Flash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where he's just like, yeah, you know, like you've seen all the memes where just like, you know, that first time you had a girlfriend and you went to her house and you thought you were about to get some and then you just came really early? That was me jacking you off. You know, I was there. I went back in time and I jacked you off. So you pre-came and now you couldn't do anything and you were just embarrassed. That was me. I did that. You know, just like, he is like the ultimate villain because this guy did go back in time. And, like, kill his family and just fuck up every part of his life for his whole life. It's like the ultimate petty is he has the ultimate petty villain. And I'm very petty, as you know. I'm extremely petty. So it's like, not only do I like the Flash, I like this villain. I like the world that he lives in. I like the idea that Barry Allen is a scientist because I always wanted to be a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just like, I'm just like, yo, I'm all in. You know, this guy's great. And then also the power is not just his. You know, he can't share it. But, you know, then you have the older guy, Jay. Was the other Flash before him. Then you have, you know, Speedy. Then you have Impulse. You know, there's like seven different people in the Flash family. And so for me, I just love the ability for this one type of power to be manifested in so many people in so many different ways. I think it's dope.
That's dope. I should probably show my comic books. Can I show my comic books? So I also got some comic books.
Of course you have more.
I did.
Like, I'm over here like, hey, here's this one specific thing. And you're like, here's my whole bag full of shit. Actually, I wasn't done.
I'm adorable. So I'm very excited to read these too, because it's Batman and Scooby-Doo.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if somebody like you, you'd have to pay me to read that. Yeah, I hate Scooby-Doo.
I'll fight you.
Hate Scooby-Doo.
I love Scooby-Doo.
I don't give a shit.
I will fight
Scooby-Doo
you.
Scooby-Doo is trash. It's the
Scooby-Doo's
same.
Not trash.
It's the same goddamn episode every single week.
No, it's not. And there's movies. There's
the
also
same,
movies. No, they're not.
It's the
You're
same
uncultured.
Concept over and over
a
again.
A pup named Scooby-Doo is the same as Scooby-Doo.
No, I'm
How
saying every
you?
Episode of Scooby-Doo.
There's different iterations, just like your
and
little
Flash.
Pup
Named is the same thing. Add
no,
fucking
not.
Scrappy.
Nope. Scrappy wasn't in a pup named
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
It
I fucking
children,
hate those shows. All I'm saying is they played that shit to death on Cartoon Network when I was growing up. And I was like, why?
It
like,
was
this
on
is
Boomerang.
Like my this is my least favorite of all the cartoons. I'm just saying, like, all right, would you rather watch, you know, Bugs Bunny or Scooby-Doo?
Both.
That's not the question.
That's
Which one? You got to pick.
I don't.
I'm saying, are you telling
me? Which iteration of Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck episodes.
Which one? Are we talking new Looney Tunes? Are we talking baby Looney Tunes?
We talking about
Chuck Avery?
Chuck Avery. Yeah, exactly. What's up? Because Chuck Avery, that's the same time.
Okay,
made the cartoon the same time around
which Scooby-Doo?
The same Scooby-Doo that came out around that time.
Okay, if we're talking
that's
original
what I'm saying.
Scooby-Doo.
I'm saying the shit that played on Cartoon Network after 9 p.m.
But they would show the different
it
ones.
It was trash.
Okay, if we're talking Scooby-Doo Ghoul
same
School,
episode over and over again.
Bugs Bunny.
They'd be like, this time it's the goddamn igloo motherfucker. This time it's the damn janitor. This time it's always the same exact thing. We're going to go solve a mystery. Oh, look, it's a mystery. Somebody had something bad happen. Oh, what happens now? We run around a place and get chased by a monster. And then what happens?
It's a comfort.
It was the person along.
It
was never
show.
Actually a monster.
It was. We are the monsters. That was the lesson, Brennan.
It's stupid.
We are the monsters.
It is stupid
not
and predictable.
Stupid. Well, I'm sorry, Brennan.
It was
everything
the worst
don't
show.
You know what? Everything the don't only, gotta
like,
be extra.
But the thing is, there's certain shows that can do the same thing every episode and be good.
What?
Phineas and Ferb. Fuck with me.
But they wouldn't do the same thing every episode.
They do the same
it
thing.
It would not be the same thing.
No, Phineas and Ferb does the exact same formula same every thing. Single episode.
But they
every
would do
episode.
Different things.
But this, yeah.
The actions were different. Scooby-Doo was doing the same thing.
They would build some
solving
shit.
A mystery.
No, but the thing is, okay, they would always be like, what's our adventure for the summer today?
It would
and
be
then they would
different
go, and then the platypus would have a little thing that was integrated. And then there's always a sister trying to catch them every single time. Can't catch them. The parents didn't see it.
Mm-mm.
Like, Phineas and Ferb has the exact same episode every single time, but it's good.
Well, where do you think
Scooby-Doo
they learned that shit from? Scooby-Doo.
No, they learned how to be good from Scooby-Doo. Because Scooby-Doo, like, we want to be a show that repeats ourselves, but we don't want to be trash like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's not
trash.
Scooby-Doo's not trash.
Trash. You just like it because Shaggy was high. And you want to dress like Daphne.
First of
no,
all.
No, Velma. Velma.
Both.
You've seen Velma all day.
I love Velma.
I bet you do.
And titties was sitting.
Trash.
We dressed as similar.
All trash.
So he's a hater. Pup named Scooby-Doo, one of the greatest shows of all time.
Trash.
But I didn't know that this existed.
Batman Beyond was a good show.
So I
want to read this. Why would they ruin it with Scooby-Doo?
You're a hater.
Terrible.
You're terrible.
Go ahead. Nerd off your shit.
I will. I will. Scooby-Doo is a great show. And I love it. All
Let's
the iterations.
Let's split up, gang. That's a safe thing to do in a place where we might get murdered.
They were white, Brennan. You think white people gonna not do the thing they gonna do?
It was stupid.
They were white in the 60s, all right?
If you're gonna say it like that, you gotta say what? You can't. If you're gonna talk
they
about...
They were Caucasian in the 60s. Of course that's what they did.
Right.
And the second one I have is Adventure Time, which is
okay,
one
Adventure
of my
Time's
favorite.
Incredible.
Oh, now you like it.
Which is now I like it. That's not Scooby-Doo. Adventure Time is art.
It's my turn. Which is one of my favorite. That's racist. Which is one of my favorite shows of all time. I love Adventure Time. Adventure Time kind of got me back into Cartoon Network because I had like fell off of Cartoon Network for a little while.
No, I see
but
that.
Yeah, I love Adventure Time.
I don't like you.
I don't like you. Scooby-Doo was great. We can watch Scooby-Doo later.
I'm not.
Yes, the fuck you are.
I won't.
Tie you up and take your mask off.
Jesus.
It was Brennan the whole time. He was
oh
the villain.
Oh my God. What's next? What are we doing next? Look, so let's talk. We're going to do a dub today. So we're going to play something, and you and I are going to pick who's who, and then I'm going to voice one character. You're going to voice the
can
other one.
Can I do
one.
An accent?
You can do whatever you want.
Get
all right, you ready for this? Why do you have to have the loudest goddamn water bottle in the history of life? I'm like, are you ready to do this? No, I need to drink first. Out of the loudest. You have a sticker on the bottom of that, too. That's
cute. It's Bubbles smoking weed.
Wow. All right, we about to spray this bitch down, school. What's up, fam? We going to do this. We going to spray it down, and we going to take all the money. Oh, yeah, okay. They like it when I spray it. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, let's get that bitch. Yeah, spray it down. Just like last night. You remember, school? Yeah, you like that. Make it wet.
I like that, Reggie.
Oh, yeah. Is water
too
wet, motherfucker?
Not my hair, Reggie.
Oh, God, we look. You know,
not
I've been doing that shit. Oh, God damn it. You know, this happens all the time. My spray is too hard. Why would you like me spraying myself in the face?
Hey, that's wild.
All right, so this time we're going to do an experiment, right? So I'm you gonna hold this, right? No, you ain't gonna hold it. But look, you look like a bitch. This show is stupid. This entire show is really dumb. I really hate everything.
Right.
So I'm gonna do some science. I'm gonna do some science to make this turn into the color of my shirt. You see that? Almost.
Rookie,
what are you doing,
Reggie?
Scooby, why are you trying to?
Because you're right. Tacky, oh, wait, Reggie.
Are we making LSD?
It stinks like you, Reggie.
Oh shit! Is that a werewolf? Let me guess. It's the janitor in the. Okay, I'm sorry. It's the janitor in a costume. We should be scared. Scoob is making noise. Oh no! Let's
right
just
at you,
look
Reggie.
At this. Look at that. Look at the Riz. I don't even need to look. I just threw it over my shoulder and it was done. Over. You see what I'm saying? I don't even need to look. These. Oh, Scooby, what are you doing?
You're a hater.
All right, y'all. That is the episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is our inaugural episode.
Yay.
Episode one. I hope the chemistry worked for y'all. I was made uncomfortable a few times.
You
but
make
please,
me uncomfortable.
I can thank you. Okay. So as always, man, could you guys please go ahead, like, follow, subscribe at How to Nerd Podcast on all the things. We do have a Patreon as well where you guys can actually watch our episodes live. So please, please, please subscribe. We'd love to see your comments. We're going to be involved to be able to get any kind of questions or things or subjects you guys want us to talk to us about. We're all about it. So please let us know what you guys want to see us nerd about. And we will see y'all soon. Peace.
Bye. Zombie Island. They went to Louisiana.